Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we go into your word. It's such a beautiful word, but we need your leading. We need your understanding and we need your clarity, Father God. And just flow through me now, Father God, to put this word across in a beautiful way. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful psalm, guys. It's a prophetic word that we know is happened, that Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father, and the church, not just us, the mankind, one died for all. So he overcame on the earth, under the earth, and up in heaven for mankind. He represents mankind in heaven. The devil has got no more place. He's been chucked out of heaven. Him and his angels, and now this goodness of God is here with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is here, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and this kingdom is here to be manifested on the earth. And the wonderful thing the Bible says is that we receive power. Power is ability. We've got ability to be God's witnesses in South Africa, Africa, and the world. And witnesses, you can only witness when you've seen and heard what you've seen and heard, and when you've seen and heard. So the encouragement is relationship, knowing the Father, knowing the Son, and out of that ministering, developing on schedule, bringing light into darkness. And I think of Isaiah 32, a king will reign in righteousness, that's Jesus, and rulers will rule with justice, the justice of the kingdom that is here and coming. And then verse 8 says, then verse 2 says, and they will be like, they will be rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And then verse 8 says, where's that come from? Because noble people, God has made us noble. We're holy and blameless in his sight. He's made us noble. People will make noble plans. He leads where his finger points, his hand is also. Will make noble plans, and by noble plans they stand. So be blessed, knowing you are children of the Most High God with the ministry of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting mankind's sin against them.
Thank you, Lord. As in Psalm 110, verse 2, it says that you sent forth from Zion your mighty scepter, and that you are ruling in the midst of enemies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.